Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is coming up on 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Sam has been an independent advisor and a not-so-independent advisor. In some cases, to CEOs. For many years, he's been the CEO himself of a publicly traded company. He's worked in a lot of different parts of the marketplace, and we rely on him for some great management expertise. He's our good friend, Sam. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Sam, I know one of the things you have on your mind today is dynamic pricing. And as I was thinking about this and reading some of your thoughts, I remember when I worked at Sears way back in the day when I was right out of college, still in college, too, I wasn't in the clothing business, the apparel business side of the business, but I remember my friends that were. The ladies who ran the women's clothing department, the fashion, they'd get a new dress in, and they'd leave it on the rack for about 10 days and wouldn't touch it. Brand new stuff, right?
Yep.
After about 10 days, they'd go through and mark it off a dollar.
Yeah.
After about four more days, they'd mark it off another 50 cents.
Exactly.
And after two weeks after that, they'd mark it off another $2. They never, ever let anything sit there without having some kind of... If the longer it stayed there, the more of an obstacle it became to them, and I that was an interesting lesson to watch them do that.
Well, you can't have things piling up. You know, I've been in businesses where you have annual changeovers, and if you have a lot of inventory in the pipeline, when you want to introduce your new products, it interferes with your capacity to introduce new things.
But right.
So paying attention to your pricing, not only in keeping your inventory fresh, and it adds to the management challenges to do this, but it matters a lot. You need to be pricing so as to not only move your inventory, but also keep your facility working as close to capacity as you possibly can.
Well, and what I remind people about inventory. Inventory, folks, is your cash.
Yep.
It might as well be in a bank that you can't get to. You know, until you convert it into a sale and get the cash from the customer, it's your cash flow tied up.
You know, when
in some industries, as you and I both talked about, it's also not just cash; it's a head of lettuce. It's your cash in a head of lettuce, isn't it?
Well, carrying inventory is far more costly than most people really think about. For example, it's not just the money that's tied up. You also have to store it, okay? So it's occupying mm-hmm. space in your facility. So you have storage. You have the moving around cost. Mm-hmm. You have the insurance cost. You have the deterioration and obsolescence exposures and shelf life. So all of those things amount... If you think it's carrying inventory is something like maybe a 10% annual cost, nope, it's more like 20% to 30% mm-hmm. in annual cost for your inventories, and so you've got to keep those moving. And pricing is one way to do that, but also pricing has to do the airline industry from the beginning of the Wright brothers forward until about 5 years ago. The cumulative profits in the airline industry were less than zero. Of all the airlines, all for 100 years, the airline industry was not profitable. They had an occasional profitable year, mm-hmm. an occasional profitable airline for a while, Southwest being a great example. But for the whole, they did not, until they discovered dynamic pricing. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about if you have an unfilled seat on an airline, on an airplane, that unfilled seat can never be replaced. It's lost revenue for that seat. So they learned how to price their the seats according to the demand and to fill those seats with cheaper prices and cheaper until they get that plane filled.
And maybe not even cheaper. Maybe they just move it up and down, because sometimes you go back and the price has gone up. I mean, if you'll notice, if you make enough airline reservations, you'll see the prices change over a period of days.
Sure. It changes even within the day.
They're managing their capacity and the demand and the revenue and the gross profit.
Exactly. And the hotels do the same thing. When the hotel is getting filled up, the prices rise.
Hold on to that thought, Sam.
When the hotel needs people, prices go down.
We got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. Folks, think about that dynamic pricing. Think about how technology will help you with this. Also, just-in-time inventory will help you, too. Ponytail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassie. She was hanging
on. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.